Cochrane for all. Better evidence for better health decisions. So welcome everyone to the Cochrane for All podcast. I'm here with Richard Morley. Richard is from Cochrane. He's the Consumer Engagement Officer. Hello Richard, how are you doing?
Hi Andre. Very well, thank you. Just arrived. Very excited to be here. Really looking forward to this conference.
Yeah, it's a big old event, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. And particularly excited because this is a patients included event, which is something that's not happened before, and I'm hoping that we'll see a huge difference to the way that the colloquium is run and people get involved. Yeah, so yeah. Very excited.
So this is a big conference centre in Edinburgh that we're in. There's going to be a few thousand people here over the next 4 days. This kind of international colloquium is not the sort of thing that normally is very engaging to the general public. It's the sort of place where researchers and clinicians and people that know all about this scientific stuff go. How have you driven forward this patients included agenda within Cochrane, and why do you think that's so important?
Yeah, lots of things in there. It is a huge conference, isn't it? You know, over 1,200 people have registered to be part of it, and so that's an amazing thing in itself. Just the sheer scale of it, and for people who are coming to this for the first time, I think it's quite. For me, I remember my first experience. It was quite a surprise, quite imposing, and difficult to get your head around at first, but very exciting at the same time. It is a scientific conference. I think, you know, it's important to say that right from the start. It is a scientific conference, and it's about advancing our understanding of evidence-based medicine, and that's the fundamental thing. So it's important to say, though, that Cochrane puts consumers, patients, carers, and other people who are the ultimate beneficiaries of Cochrane evidence, puts those in the centre stage as well. And for the first time, Cochrane UK and Cochrane itself have worked together to make this a patients included event, so that we can open the conference up to the people that Cochrane exists to serve. And so that's been an interesting journey that we've been through. We wanted to do this for a whole host of reasons. It's because Cochrane believes very much in putting patients at the heart of its evidence, and that's something that we've been working to do recently. So, for example, last year we adopted a statement of principles for about how consumers should be involved in Cochrane. So this is part of that work, part of a general process of increasing the amount of involvement and engagement of consumers. So this is one element of that. And so last year, Cochrane UK were very keen to make this, to put patients, consumers at the heart of the conference, and the patients included process was part of that. So we drew up plans, Cochrane UK and others, and I drew up plans to make it a patients included conference. There were five things that we had to demonstrate to the people who run patients included in order to get the kite mark. So that was very much about how we involve people right from the start in the process of determining, you know, how the conference will be run. What kind of things would be on the agenda, you know, how we could meet the needs of patients and consumers who are attending, and so on. That was number one. But we have to make it accessible. We have to do things like we're doing now. This conversation that we're having now is about extending the reach of the conference so that it's, you know, beyond the walls of the conference, reaches out to the community. So we had to demonstrate all of those kinds of things to the patients included. People, and I was very pleased that they very quickly accepted our proposals to them and gave it that kite mark. We did a lot of work to involve consumers. We had two face-to-face workshops, one in Oxford and one here in Edinburgh. We ran some online workshops and webinars. There was a survey as well to generate ideas and suggestions about the things that were important to people and how we could transform the conference to make it accessible to people, and I hope that the people who come will actually see the change this year. That's really important to us.
I get the sense that it's the start of a journey for Cochrane, and that obviously Cochrane is a very established organisation. I don't know, 25 years or so it's been around, and as such these events are an opportunity to bring back together everyone from around the globe who works in this huge network. And changing that, changing the dynamic of that and the culture of that and opening it up in this way is not something that you do overnight.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's been some interesting discussion in the wider community about how ambitious we've been and how far we've come. But it is absolutely, as you say, this is a journey that we're on, that we've taken some very big strides on that journey to get here, you know, where we are today. You know, that's involved thinking very hard about the way that we run the conference, about the kind of resources that we've put into it in terms of, for example, the awards, the financial awards that we make to support consumer attendance. You know, that's been increased. We've changed the agenda as well, and we've done a whole range of different things to make the patient consumer experience different this time. But it's not the finished element. You know.
So where does it go from here? Do you see, what's your vision in 5 years or 10 years' time? What kind of thing would you love to see happen here? Or do you just not know because you haven't involved patients in the co-production of those ideas?
Yeah. I think to some degree it's that. This is a first step, really, and I think, you know, after the conference we'll be taking a good look at how it went and reviewing it. I don't think we have a picture of exactly where we'd like to go, but we know that this is one step on the way and it's not the finished process. And that's not only true of the conference, but that's true of Cochrane as a whole. Mm. Because consumers were involved in Cochrane right from the beginning when it was established. Cochrane were very innovative in the way that it involved patients and consumers right from the start, you know, in terms of helping to produce evidence, helping to disseminate it, helping to run the organisation, you know, involved in the management and the governance of the organisation, rather. And at the time when it was established, I think, you know, we could proudly say that we were leading something here, leading a movement. I think other organisations have caught up and to some degree perhaps, you know, done things that, you know, we aren't doing and that we would like to do. So I think there are opportunities for us to improve the way that consumers are involved in Cochrane. And here at the conference, we're going to be discussing that. There's a discrete theme about patient and consumer involvement in research here. There are 30 workshops and many oral presentations around that. And so there's going to be a continuing discussion about how we do that.
Okay, so involving patients in the research itself, or because I'm also interested, I guess, in engaging patients with research. Is that part of that same theme?
It's both, really. Both. Okay. And for an international organisation, there are some issues around language, around, you know, I've been talking about consumers and patients and so on. You know, at different parts of the world, people use different terms and, you know, we understand different things about it. Involvement and engagement are understood differently in different parts of the world. But, you know, I think our first step is how we engage with the wider public around science and around evidence. And that's work that we are doing. So just as an example, I'm currently part of a group of people who are producing some resources to explain evidence-based medicine, to explain what trials are, systematic reviews, what Cochrane evidence is and how to assess it, how to critically evaluate it. So that's part of the engagement process. And we're developing, as another example, a membership scheme that allows... Yeah, welcomes in people from around the world into Cochrane so that we can have that conversation, that dialogue about evidence. So that's, you know, that's like the part of the building blocks of our work in this area. Involvement, I think, is a slightly different thing, and that's where, you know, where Cochrane has a long history of doing this, of sitting alongside patients and consumers and producing our research together. So that's things like helping to identify what research is important, you know, setting those priorities for future research, helping to define research questions, helping to define the outcomes from research, helping even to conduct that research, you know, be partners alongside researchers and working alongside them, and then to disseminate it as well. So that involvement work is something that Cochrane, that involvement of consumers is something that Cochrane has a long history of doing, and we want to do that better. And that's going to be a big part of the conversation at the conference here.
And if people are following the hashtag, obviously over the next 4 days there's going to be a few thousand tweets, and there's going to be a lot of stuff to pick out, and it's going to be quite difficult to follow that remotely. Is there anything in the programme particularly that you would think will be engaging for the general public audience, patients who don't necessarily know too much about Cochrane? What do you think is going to really pique their interest?
Well, I think for people who are here, and hopefully in the future, people who are interested from around the world as well, one of the things that consumers asked for at this conference was a workshop, you know, a learning workshop, which just for people who aren't scientists to understand, you know, what is evidence-based medicine, and what is research, and what is Cochrane evidence, and how is it produced, and how can we get involved? So there's a workshop on Sunday tomorrow about that, and so that's going to be I think that's quite a departure actually. I'm quite excited about that. Lots of people have signed up for that. And so that's going to be really interesting, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to continue to produce that as a webinar in the future. So that's the first thing. You know, people will be able to engage in the workshops here on a basis where you don't require any knowledge about scientific principles. But then there are 30 workshops which are on that involvement theme, and there's a huge range of workshops. I'm quite disappointed I can't get to a fraction of them myself, but there are ones here about how you define outcomes if you're a patient for research, about knowledge translation, about one that I'm particularly interested in is about how we look to the future of consumer involvement. You know, how we celebrate our success, but also how can we take this further forward and improve it, and you know, raise the quality of our involvement work with consumers. There's a huge range of topics and oral presentations which are going to be great, and some of the plenary sessions as well. The keynote presentations are going to be very exciting. I'm particularly looking forward to Jennifer Johansson, who's going to be talking about her experience and of patient involvement, and casting a kind of a critical eye over it, which I think is very much needed. So,
me too. Does look good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations for getting it as far as you have. It's brilliant that this is a patients included event. It's a real step forward for Cochrane, and thanks a lot for talking to me.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Cochrane for all. Better evidence for better health decisions.